Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Pratyajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Bihari
Jai Om Vishnava Paramahamsa Pararaja Kacharya Sutra Satsi Simati Svangres Nisi Bhaktanta Svaraj Sila Prabhupada Kachai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Kachai Namachai Sila Haridas Thakur Kachai Prince Gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Kadatha Shivasadi Gopaktavindi Kachai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinach Amakun Radha Kunkiriko Vadaan Kachai Maipur Navadiptam Kachai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Kachai, Ganga Mai Kachai, Yamunamai Gichai, Tulsi Devi Gichai, Bhakti Devi Gichai, Harinam Sankirtan Yaki Gichai, Nitai Kor Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Samaveta Bhakta Vinda Gichai, All glory is the same lotus, All glory is the same lotus, All glory is the same lotus, All glory is Sigun Karanga, glory is Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So because tomorrow is Radhastami, appearance day of Srimati Radharani, so like in other festival days, the day before, we also have some topic about Radharani. To understand her position and so I choose the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, describing the confidential reasons of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world. So text 69, the verse is written here in Bengali. Chai Chai Si Chaitanya Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Chai Chai Si Chaitanya Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Chai Chai Si Chaitanya Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Chai Si Chaitanya Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Chai Chai Si Chaitanya Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Chai Nityananda Chai Advaita Chandra Chai Gaura Bhakta Vinda Mahapava Svarupa Shirata Takurani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Chiromani Mahabhava Svarupa Shirata Takurani Mahabhava Svarupa Shirata Thakurani Sarva Guna Koni Krishna Kanta Shiromani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani Mahabhava Svarupa Shirata Thakurani Sarva Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani Vaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani Guna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani Madhachis Thank you. Mahabhava of Mahabhava, Svarupa, the form, Shri Radha Thakurani, Srimati Radharani, Sarvaguna of all good qualities, Akani, mine, Krishna Kanta, of the lovers of Lord Krishna, Shiromani, the crown jewel. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. Purport. The unalterated actions of the Ladini Shakti is displayed in the dealings of the damsels of Raja and Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost participant in that transcendental group. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is love of Godhead. The essence of love of Godhead is bhava, or transcendental sentiment. And the highest pitch of that bhava is called Mahabhava. Srimati Radharani is a personified embodiment of these three aspects of transcendental consciousness. She is therefore the highest principle in love of Godhead and is the supreme lovable object of Sri Krishna. Tayurapyubayor madhye radhika sarva sarva adhika mahabhava sarupayam gunair ati Ativariyasi. Of these two gopis, Radharani and Chandravali, Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava and she surpasses all in good qualities. This is a quotation from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Nilamani, Radha Prakarana. Krishna Prema Bhavita Chandra Chitendriya Kaya Krishna Nitya Shakti Radha Kritara Sahaya. Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Srimati Radharani is as fully spiritual as Krishna. No one should consider her to be material. She is definitely not like the conditioned souls who have material bodies, gross and subtle, covered by material senses. She is all spiritual, and both her body and her mind are of the same spiritual embodiment. Because her body is spiritual, her senses are also spiritual. Thus her body, mind and senses fully shine in love of Krishna. She is the personified Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving energy of the Lord's internal potency, and therefore she is the only source of enjoyment for Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna cannot enjoy anything that is internally different from him, therefore Radha and Sri Krishna are identical. The Sandini portion of Sri Krishna's internal potency has manifested the all-attractive form of Sri Krishna, and the same internal potency in the Ladini feature has presented Srimati Radharani, who is the attraction for the all-attractive one. No one can match Srimati Radharani in the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna. Ananda chimaya rasa pratipavitabhis tabirya eva nicca rupataya kalabhi Koloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto Govinda madhipurusham tamaham bachami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, Goloka Vidrata, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency Ladini. Their companions are her confidants who embody extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual rasa. These texts is from the Brahma Samhita 5:37. Krishna karaya yaiche rasa asvadana kridara sahaya yaiche suna vivarana. Now please listen to how Sri Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. Krishna kanta gana deki tri vidha prakara eka lakshmi gana pure mahisha gana ara brachangana rupa ara kanta gana sara siradika haite kanta ganera vistara. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds: the goddesses of fortune, the queens, and the milkmaids, the gopis of Braj, who are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Sri Radhika. Avatari Krishna yaiche kara avatara amshini radha haite tina ganera vistara. Just as the fountainhead Lord Krishna is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. Vai bhava ganayena tandra anga vibhuti bimba prati bimba rupa mahisira tati. The goddesses of fortune are partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens are reflections of her image. Lakshmi gana tandra vai bhava Vilasam Sarupa Mahishi Gana Vaibhava Prakasha Svarupa. The goddess of fortune are her plenary portions, and they display the forms of Vaibhav Vilas. The queens are of the nature of her Vaibhav Prakash. Akara Svabhava Bede Prachadevi Gana Kaya Vyuha Rupa Tandra Rasera Karana. The Braja Devis have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. Bahu Kanta Vina Nahi Rasera Ulasa Lila Rasahaya Laki Bahuta Prakasha. Without many consorts, there is no such exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Tara madhye prachanana para rasa bede Krishna ke karaya rasa dikke lilasvade. Among them are various groups of consorts in Braj who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of the rasa dance and other pastimes. Purport. As already explained, Krishna and Radha are one in two. They are identical. Krishna expands himself in multi-incarnations and plenary portions like the Purushas. Similarly, Srimati Radharani expands herself in multi-forms as the goddesses of fortune, the queens and the damsels of Braj. Such expansions from Srimati Radharani are all her plenary portions. All these womanly forms of Krishna are expansions corresponding to his plenary expansions of Vishnu forms. These expansions have been compared to reflected forms of the original form. There is no difference between the original form and the reflected forms. The female reflections of Krishna's pleasure potency are as good as Krishna himself. The plenary expansions of Krishna's personality are called Vaibhava Vilas and Vaibhav Prakash. And Radha's expansions are similarly described. The goddesses of fortune are her Vaibhav Vilas forms, and the queens are her Vaibhav Prakash forms. The personal associates of Radharani, the damsels of Braj, are direct expansions of her body. As expansions of her personal form and transcendental disposition, they are agents of different reciprocations of love in the pastimes of Lord Krishna under the supreme direction of Srimati Radharani. In the transcendental realm, enjoyment is fully relished in variety. The exuberance of transcendental mellows is increased by the association of a large number of personalities similar to Radharani, who are also known as gopis or sakis. The variety of innumerable mistresses is a source of relish for Sri Krishna, and therefore these expansions from Srimati Radharani are necessary for enhancing the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. The transcendental extensions of love are the super excellent affairs of the pastimes of in Vrindavan. But by these expansions of Srimati Radharani's personal body, she helps Lord Krishna taste the rasa dance and other similar activities. Srimati Radharani, being the central petal of the rasa lila flower, is also known by the names found in the following verses. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda, and she is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is the be-all and the end of Govinda, the end-all of Govinda, and the crest jewel of all his consorts. Om Agyati Maranyasya Kananchana Salakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sichitani Mano Bistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnam Sa Shri Rupam Sakachatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parichana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saha Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sa Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prem Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishena Maha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Banda Chakapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radha Vendavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devai Priye Kasvashita Krishna Bhakti Vrata Devi Satya Vatya Namo Namaha Ancha Kalpa Drubhyasya Kripa Sindhi Bhevacha Patinam Pavnebhya Vaishnevi Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So Radharani's appearance in this world is a great fortune, and the most auspicious thing or personality what can happen in this universe. Especially here in Vrindavan, everyone glorifies Srimati Radharani. Therefore they chant Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe, you hear many times. Although nowadays, more and more one hears Hare Krishna. Before Prabhupada came here, Radhe Radhe or Radhe Shyam was very common. But then gradually, in Hare Krishna devotees, or when Prabhupada introduced the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then Hare Krishna became very popular. It's so many preachabhas even say Hare Krishna, greet you with Hare Krishna. So there's no difference between Radha Shyam and Hare Krishna. Radha is actually direct exposure or revelation of her name, of that personality who is most dear to Krishna. Hare, in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is actually considered more confidential. It's hidden. Radharani is hidden. It's not obvious. So, therefore, Like if you speak about somebody, some great personality's intimate life, it's not nice to speak about it in public or of people who are have no idea and no understanding about it. So Radha Krishna's pastimes, loving pastimes, they're very intimate and very, very, very confidential. So I'm a little shy to speak about it, to go deep in the subject, because it is so deep, it has not this ocean of the prema of Srimati Radharani has no end. It is unending. And it is always going on, becoming more and more deep and more ecstatic. So there's actually Radharani, who is the main life force of Lord Krishna. As we heard here, Radha and Krishna are in Goloka or in the spiritual world, they're one. They're like Purusha and energy, Shaktiman and Shakti. And Shakti are together in one personality. But in that situation, the rasa or the ecstatic love between Radha Krishna are only internal. They were not expressed in the form of Leela or to the outside. So, and because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, he doesn't only want to relish Krishna. This love, Radha and Krishna, inside, he also wanted to express it, he had the desire to express it outside. Eko Bahushyam. Therefore, the one Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became many, he expanded himself in different energies. In the internal energy, in marginal energies, and in the external energy. They're all known as Shakti. So all Shaktis comes from Shaktiman, the original powerhouse. So there's no power, there's no energy without the powerhouse. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all incarnations and the cause of all Shaktis. So therefore, like we all have Shakti also in our body, we have energy. We cannot live without energy. Without Krishna's energy, there is no life. There is no life impulse. So Radha Krishna, who are one, separated themselves or became two for the sake of Leela, and Krishna expanded himself in many, many Purushas and Vishnu forms, and in the same way Radharani also expanded himself, as we heard, in the forms of the queens in Dwaraka and in the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, and even further in the material world as Parvati. Like Lord Vishnu or Krishna never comes in touch with material energy. He always is param or transcendental to the material nature, to guna. So similarly, his energy also never comes in touch with this material world, with the guna of the material world. She is also transcendental. So whenever Radha and Krishna or Lakshmi Narayana come to contact with material nature, they turn into Shiva, Parvati. So therefore Parvati is also an expansion of Radharani. And Parvati, she has a great desire once to understand who is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, because she always heard how her husband, Lord Shiva, was chanting Gauranam. Because Radha and Krishna became united again as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when Parvati heard the name of Gauranga or Gaura mantra, and she saw the ecstasy of Lord Shiva, an ecstasy what she never had seen before, she became very curious and asked Shiva, "What kind of mantra is that? Whose name you are chanting?" Then Lord Shiva told, "This mantra what I'm chanting is it's a very esoteric, very merciful mantra, because it is the combined incarnation of Radha and Krishna in one form as Gauranga. And he is freely bestowing this mercy of Krishna Prema to everyone in the coming age of Kali Yuga." So when Parvati heard about that, she became very fired up. She also wanted to get this Gaura mantra. And so she asked her husband, Where can I get this mantra and where can I go to chant it, to meditate about that great personality? Because I'm Maya. I also want to get that mercy. And so, on Lord Shiva's advice, she went to Navadvip. Parvati went to Navadvip, and there she was meditating about this Gaura mantra as advised by Lord Shiva. And after a long time of renunciation and chanting Gaura mantra, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, actually before he manifested in this world, revealed himself to Parvati. And that place is still there in Navadvip. It's called Simantadvip. It's the island of hearing. Shravanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Every island in Navadvip represents one of the processes of bhakti, beginning with hearing, chanting. So Simantadvip is the place where Parvati was meditating and chanting Gauranam. So she got the darshan of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was very beautiful. He had a golden complexion, like Radharani, and like Parvati herself, because she was an expansion of Gauranga, of Gaurangi, Radharani. So when she saw Gauranga in this wonderful golden complexion, she offered her obeisances and Dandava Pranam and prayers. And the Lord was very pleased and asked her, "Oh, you worship me here. What is your desire? What is your desire?" So Parvati, she had the desire, "My dear Lord, please give me the blessing to always reside here, to be your servant here, that I can also take part in your Leela, in your eternal Leela, Gaura Leela here in Navadvip." So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was very happy, and he gave her the blessing. He put his reddish lotus feet on the part of Parvati's hair. That's called Simanta. And therefore, this dvip, or this island, is called Simanta dvip. And he blessed her, "Because you are not different from Radharani. You are Parvati, you are her expansions here in this material world. You should always take care for this Maya boat here, who is not different from Vrindavan. And help the devotees to come in contact with me and keep away those who are atheistic, Pashandis, offenders, and non-believers. Keep them out of this realm, of my very intimate realm. What was actually a manifestation of Srimati Radharani when she one time felt great separation of Lord Krishna. So she manifested her own abode, Mayapur. So therefore, Mayapur and Vrindavan, it's not different. These two realms are identical. They are not different from each other. The only difference is Mayapur. In Mayapur, Radharani's prema in the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is freely distributed and given to those who are not critical, who are not offenders. They can easily get the mercy of Gauranga by chanting the name of Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in this way, ecstatic symptoms will become manifest. Heart will become purified by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. And actually only by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu one is able to come to Vrindavan and reside here and to appreciate Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here in the time when he stayed in Vrindavan, his place was practically uninhabited. Nobody lived here, only a few were villages, and hardly any place here in Vrindavan were revealed, were known. There was no Radhakund, there was no Shyamakund. Nobody knew where these places were. But only by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, because he is not different from Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Sich Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He revealed the holy Dham of Vrindavan as it is. And he also empowered the six Goswamis and many other Vaishnavas, great personalities, who are his associates. And even those who somehow or other got the mercy to reveal the holy Dham as we can see it today. And he also sent Prabhupada here, who established this wonderful temple, Krishna Balaram, with Radha Shyam and Sri Sigourney Thai. So the place of great mercy is here available by mercy of Gauranga, Mahaprabhu and Guru. We can now be in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not different from Radha and Krishna. So this I wanted to emphasize today, that actually Krishna doesn't go anywhere without his energy, without Radharani. So he always takes Radharani with her, especially in this one day of Brahma. Krishna himself comes, so he also original Radharani is coming, not an expansion of her. In other ages, Krishna and his expansions, Narayana, Vishnu, wherever they go and incarnate, Lakshmi goes with them. Lakshmi, that's the Shastra statement. Wherever Vishnu or Narayana is going, Lakshmi is with him. Lakshmi is never separated. Because they are one personality, one person, one spirit in two. Don't forget. Don't have to forget. We have to always remember that. They're like one soul. They know each other's innermost secrets and desires. And therefore, because of that, Radharani is the personality, is their personality who can please Krishna's desire most, because she knows his most confidential inner secrets. And the inner secret is called Antara. In Mayapur we also have one island called Antardvip. That's actually the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It is Mayapur. That's Antardvip. It's a very confidential place, the innermost core of Navadvip Dham is Antardvip, who is like a lotus. The center of that lotus is Antara. So Antara is the heart, and the energy of Krishna is also known as Antara Shakti. And Antara Shakti, this internal energy of Krishna, has three features. And these three features are known as how's it called? Ladini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, and Sandini. So Sandini is the existence Shakti. Actually, from Sandini, all manifestations are manifested of for Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's leelas. From Samvit, the awareness of Krishna's existence, of Krishna's associates and the relationship with Him, this knowledge, this awareness about it is revealed. This is called Samvit. And the Ladini Shakti means the pleasure energy of Krishna. It's actually, Radharani is the embodiment of that Ladini Shakti. So she is the main personality or only personality who really can give Krishna pleasure. So therefore, without approaching Radharani, doesn't matter in which mood you are, in which sampradaya, in which mood, in which rasa, doesn't matter. Everyone in all the rasas, they worship Radharani as the mother of all the gopas, the mothers of all the brijabasis. She is a gopaka matrika. So she is the mother of all the brijabasis who are cowherd men and cowherd girls. So everyone appreciates and worships Radharani and always tries to get the blessings from her for devotional service. The name Radha means service, devotional service. So by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we always pray for Radharani, Hare, and Krishna to get their mercy to engage in devotional service. So this intense chanting in the prayerful mood for seva, for service, is a very important meditation of the devotee. And by chanting in such a way, one has the opportunity, one will get the opportunity for service, to become connected with Radha and Krishna. Acharyas all say, without mercy of Radha, without mercy of Acharyas, six Goswamis, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have no opportunity for understanding Radha Krishna and to enter in their eternal pastimes. So Radha Krishna, they always one and also together, one and also different. But this unity always remains. Therefore, when Krishna appears, he also arranges that Radharani and all her consorts, her expansions also will appear with Krishna, will appear with her to assist her in her service to Krishna. So therefore, we had celebrated yesterday Lalita appearance day, and tomorrow will be Radharani's appearance day, and also Vichaka that Vishakha Devi, also Lalita Vishakha, the very intimate, closest associates of Radharani. So Vishakha appear practically on the same day, in the same moment, with Radharani. So they are very close friends, and they are always assisting Radharani to help her in her service to Krishna. So therefore, when Krishna decided to come to this material world from Goloka, he also wanted to take Radharani with her. But Radharani, she told, I don't want to go in this material world, to go in contact with mundane peoples, and people who only have material desires and impure atmosphere. I don't like to go to such a place where there is no Vrindavan, where there is no Yamuna, and where there is no Govardhan Hill. So there's one verse from Garga Samhita. Shri Radha Uvacha, Yatra Vrindavanam Nasti, Na Yatra Yamuna Nadi, Yatra Govardhana Nasti, Tatra Mena Mana Sukham. My heart cannot be happy in a place where there is no Vrindavan, no Yamuna, and no Govardhan Hill. So Radharani's happiness is this Vrindavan. That's her heart. That's her antara. That's her. And Vrindavan means Govardhan, Govardhan, and Yamuna. So their present. That's Vrindavan. That's Radharani's heart. And from there we get mercy by visiting these places, by just living here, chanting holy name here, hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna and their associates, and also especially to the spiritual master in his mission, and serving the Vaishnavas here, giving them facilities or opportunities for service and for shelter in Vrindavan, then one becomes very dear. So Vrindavan is very dear to Radharani and to Krishna. So if one does service to Vrindavan, to the land, to Govardhan, to the cows, to the Yamuna, to all the inhabitants and Vrijavasis, and also to the visitors, the pilgrims or devotees who come here to reside here, if one gives them facility and opportunity for service and shelter, then one becomes very dear to Radha and Krishna. So much to say in such a day. Tomorrow is more to say, so I think I want to stop here. Maybe some questions you have, or you have microphone for him? No microphone for him? Can you speak in this one?
Thank you. My question is, amongst all the places in the Braj, Radhakund stands the supreme. What is the significance behind taking a dip in Radhakund? And what is the significance behind taking a dip? You know, people bathe in Radhakund. And what is its significance? And is it advisable for Gaudiya Vaishnavas?
You all understood yet? So, Radhakund, Shyamakund, they are the topmost place in the universe, because Radhakund is the liquefied prema and of Radharani, or body of Radharani. And it's very dear. As Radharani is dear, Radhakund is dear to Krishna. That's the statement in Upadeshamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. So there are different ways you can take bath. Like there are different ways how you can enter in the temple, you know. You can enter in the temple with pure consciousness or impure consciousness. Or like in Jagannath Puri. Not everyone can enter the temple, but many of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, due to their humility, they didn't consider themselves qualified, they didn't enter the temple of Jagannath. But still, they got the darshan of Lord Jagannath, they got the mercy, because their meditation was there. So it's not a question of entering, it's a question of the mood, of the consciousness. Because sometimes one takes a bath, dogs can also take a bath in Radha Kund or in Yamuna. Maybe it will not change the consciousness, I don't know. So the dog cannot speak, so we don't I don't want to offend the dog, you know, but... You understand what I mean. So Srila Prabhupada, we follow Srila Prabhupada's example. Prabhupada himself didn't enter. He took 3 drops on the head. I personally never entered. But I always take 3 drops or even a little more. One can offer prayers there, taking a bath in a spiritual way. I also know about Pundarik Vidyanidhi never entered the Ganga because he himself felt unqualified, impure. He thought, well, how can I enter with my body in the pure water of the Ganga? So he never entered. So he offered prayers and took also drops of the Ganga. So, of course, there are different kinds of personalities, different kinds of moods. But I only want to say, if you enter or don't enter, it's not that you get the bath more, get more mercy if you enter, as if you just do it with the proper consciousness, following your Guru Maharaj's advice. That's the main thing. And try to meditate about it in the great humility, in appreciation, to actually be there on the bank of the Radha Kund and get some of drops and offer some prayers and get some mercy there. Okay? Who asked the question? You asked the question. It disappeared? The person who asked the question. Yeah, you. Yeah. So you are satisfied? Okay. Other question? And we should also not become upset or critical. No, if somebody enters or somebody not enters, we should not force anyone or say, oh, why he enters, and don't be envious or critical. No. Ultimately, everyone is responsible and should know what he is doing or what she is doing. Okay, we can stop. Or one more question?